From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A federal judge has dismissed all charges against five Blackwater security guards charged with killing unarmed Iraqi civilians in Baghdad in 2007. The judge said the Justice Department used inappropriate evidence against the guards and gave the court contradictory and unbelievable explanations. The Blackwater contractors had been hired to guard U.S. diplomats in Iraq. President Obama is praising the service of seven CIA officers who died yesterday in a terrorist attack in Afghanistan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
In a letter to CIA employees, President Obama said the seven who were killed had done their duty with, quote, courage, honor, and excellence, and while serving on the front lines to defend their country. The CIA is not releasing the names of those killed or details of their work. The deaths came Wednesday when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated explosives inside a U.S. base in southeastern Afghanistan. CIA Director Leon Panetta has ordered flags at agency headquarters to fly at half staff. The attack marks the single deadliest day for the agency since 1983. When eight CIA officers died in an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The Taliban today kidnapped two French journalists and their Afghan guides outside Kabul. Afghan officials say the group was traveling in an area dominated by Taliban insurgents. In southern Kandahar province, a roadside bomb killed a Canadian journalist and four Canadian soldiers. Meanwhile, a high-ranking United Nations official in Afghanistan has corroborated the Afghan government's claim that an attack by foreign forces in the eastern province of Kunar Sunday killed eight schoolboys. Governors of 11 Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states have signed an agreement to develop a shared low-carbon fuel standard. From member station WSHU, Naomi Starobin has details.
The memorandum of understanding is really an agreement that there's a problem, that greenhouse gases are having a negative impact on the environment, public health, and the economy, and something should be done about it. The overall goal is to reduce the carbon footprint of transportation fuels, which account for 30% of greenhouse gas emissions in the region. But the details have yet to be worked out. Tracy Babbage is with the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection.
The states are going to look at the economic and environmental effects of this type of program and hopefully come out with a proposed program framework by early next year.
Those responsible for hammering out the details in this agreement will be looking at California, which in April became the first state to adopt a low-carbon fuel standard. Critics of the program say it will lead to higher costs and greater bureaucracy. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Starobin in Fairfield, Connecticut.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 120 points to 10,428. The Nasdaq was down 22 at 2269. This is NPR News. AT&T says it's ending its sponsorship agreement with golf champion Tiger Woods. The communications giant didn't give a reason for the move, but it joins several other major companies that are distancing themselves from Woods in the wake of his sex scandal. AT&T says it'll continue to sponsor the PGA National Tournament, but Woods will no longer host it. Megachurch pastor Rick Warren has only a few hours left to meet his goal of raising $1 million by the end of the year. Warren has asked the 22,000 members of his congregation at Saddleback Church to make up for a budget shortfall. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the story.
Warren wrote that the church had stayed on budget for most of the year until recently when, he said, the bottom dropped out. He said the offerings last weekend were half of what they had been the previous year, leaving the church $900,000 in the red. Warren noted that 10% of the congregation is out of work due to the recession, which meant that more people were using Saddleback's resources, such as the food pantry and the homeless ministry, even as fewer people were able to contribute. Warren, who gave the invocation at President Obama's inauguration and supported California's Prop 8, which overturned gay marriage, said this is the most urgent letter he's had to write since founding the church in 1980. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh is reportedly resting comfortably after being hospitalized with chest pains. The 58-year-old commentator fell ill yesterday while on vacation in Hawaii and is undergoing medical tests. A leading voice in the conservative movement, Limbaugh has a weekly audience of more than 14 million listeners. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.